broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. It's a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And on this program, truth is our bitch. We go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. So, walk on. Walk on together as we together, as we together just try to make it through another night in the life of America. And on this program, of course, we, as I mentioned, we go places other talk shows cannot go. And we're going to a place probably other talk shows can't go, and that's called going to a place on your talk show when you've been racing from the west side of Los Angeles to get to the studio, and you have not had time to prep your guests. Now, my information that I'm getting from Bud Dickman is the guest that we had...
Dr. Bornstein is not going to be available, and then we went with Bobby Dooley.
Yeah, we got Bobby Dooley. He's going to talk about food stamps.
Bobby Dooley is going to talk about food stamps?
Yeah.
In what sense?
We don't know what you mean.
What do you mean, in what sense?
What is she going to talk about?
Food stamps.
Right, but she's a woman living in a gated community in a home that's probably assessed, well, I don't know, these days with real estate being what it is, it's probably in the high six figures, and she wants to be on food stamps.
Yeah, well, she said that was her idea.
All right, well, we'll talk with Bobby Dooley. Is her husband going to be on?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She never goes anywhere without him.
Well, I guessed as much, but I thought I'd just... So Bobby and Steve Dooley will be joining us here in just a moment. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And we invite you to visit our website, philhenryshow.com, if you need an affiliate. If you need an over-the-air radio affiliate, you'll find our local affiliate near you. And when I say near you, somewhere within 1,000 miles of you, 2,000 miles of you, it'll be close, believe me. Get an antenna and
coat hanger.
A coat hanger. And anyway, so check out our affiliate list. Also, you can join us here on our live webcast each and every evening here on Phil TV in HD at philhenryshow.com. So getting on the line here from the city of Western Estates, California, Bobby and Steve Dooley joining us. Bobby, good evening to you.
Good evening, Phil.
And Mr. Dooley, how are you, sir?
I'll be really good. And going on late notice.
All right. Well, you guys are on at late notice, but today the United States learned that its credit with the rest of the world is not as high as it has been traditionally. Now, I haven't had a real chance to look into this, but they say this is the first time that our credit rating worldwide has been downgraded. It is a double A plus. I'm sure that sounds fine to some people, but it's still not what it ought to be.
That is, I think that's the fairest way to look at this. There's no question that the country is in trouble, and I don't mean in trouble in the sense that our imminent security is threatened, but we are... I worry about my family. We have looked into food stamps.
All right. Now, that's what I wanted to ask about. What do you mean? Why are you looking into food stamps?
Well, we're looking into food stamps, Phil, because the country's credit rating has been downgraded because we could be in for a double-dip recession.
Yeah, we had a recession, Mr. Hendry, ended.
I'm aware of that, sir.
Yeah, so this has got to be double-dip.
And as Steve said, if it is a double-dip recession, then that means that whatever gains businesses have made in terms of employment, then they lose those gains. Now, in the case of my husband, who is the bread earner in our family, he has the contract for everything that's done here at Western Estates. But if it gets to be too expensive, then I literally have to fire my own husband.
Yeah, because of the fact that I got the contract for the plants and everything.
You have the contract, which is a very... Pardon me for saying this, is a rather cozy deal for your family, you know.
No, there's everything was above board, Phil.
No, everything was above board.
Everything was above board.
All right, so everything is above board, but however, and so forth, if we have this recession...
It would be a double dip.
Yeah, we'll go double dip in.
Okay, yeah, I know it's a double dip recession, which really gets a lot of people panicked because they think, oh, we were just out of the recession, and we're going to go back into another recession. Why do you feel that, Ms. Dooley, this lowering of the U.S. credit rating would ensure or would be, make more likely a double-dip recession?
Well, because the country obviously cannot get the credit that it needs to purchase what it needs. And so that means that, I don't know, Steve.
Well, you won't be able to get the thing you got to get, you know, and that means that you can't support all the others. So it'll, you know, has a ripple effect.
Has a ripple effect. All right, I can pretty much tell you myself that if we have a lowered credit rating internationally, that means we do have to tighten up. You no longer can fool yourself into thinking, oh, well, I have this AAA credit, so my credit's good. If your credit is downgraded, then if you're an individual with a credit card, for instance, or an individual who is carrying a balance every month, you say, well, I cannot keep on borrowing. I'm a credit risk to other people. My credit is not that good. I have to stop, pay off what I owe, and get my credit back up.
Well, Phil, I think that's easy for you to say when you're a single man. But I have a family. And
well, you have a family that lives in Western Estates, California.
No, I know where we live, and I know what you're saying. You're saying that because we have the money that we have, we don't need food stamps. But you don't understand.
Let me think this through.
Please don't ever grab the phone from me, Steve. Phil, you know, Phil?
Yes.
Hold on.
No. The last three nights I've been holding on for people going off the phone and talking to someone. Now, what is the problem?
Don't ever take the phone from me again.
I'm sorry.
Don't ever do it again.
I'm sorry.
Steve grabbed the phone from me, Phil, and that is a major breach of trust. Which means he thinks that I'm going to sound stupid on the radio. And he knows as well as I do that in the overwhelming majority of cases, since I have been on your program, I have sounded more intelligent and far more articulate than Steve.
Sorry.
Okay, that's great for you to tell me. My audience doesn't care.
Well, I care, Phil, and I don't ever.
I think you've told him now. This will be the third or the fourth time. Don't ever grab the phone from you.
I know that, but it really shocked me.
That's right.
It really shocked me. Don't you ever put your paws on me.
You're my wife.
Don't put your paws on me when I'm on the phone.
All right. Can we have this domestic disagreement at some other time?
The point that I'm making is that you're saying the government has to tighten its belt.
Yes.
I am telling you, Phil, that I'm a mother and I'm a wife, and we have mouths to feed. And the government cannot afford to tighten its belt right now when it's possible that I'm going to have to fire my husband, and we are going to need government assistance.
All right, let's talk a little bit about this. And by the way, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. You're going to have to fire your own husband because the Homeowners Association can't afford his price.
That is correct.
And if your husband isn't bringing home the money, then you got to go on food stamps.
Yes.
Do you literally have to go on food stamps?
Yes, we do, Phil. We will not have... I won't have the budget that I want for the kinds of dinners that we serve, the kinds of lunches that I prepare for the boys. And
you won't have the budget that you want, but you're going to have enough money to feed your family.
No, you may not. No, you don't understand. We do not have enough money to feed our family in the way that we want to feed our family, so we therefore have to have food stamps. Now,
all right, it doesn't make any sense for a family that is living in the in a big house like you do, with the income that your husband has, to go on food stamps. You guys don't need food stamps. There are poor families out there that need food stamps, okay? And
well, I am telling you, Phil, that this is a new day, and that families like ours do need to go on assistance. We are going to need the help of the government the same way the government has been helping other people. And
you don't need assistance when you have the income that you have.
But if I have to fire my husband...
See, this is the thing that I think a lot of people cannot relate to, you firing your husband. If you got to fire your husband, it's because he costs too much. Why don't you... I want to talk to your husband. Why don't you lower your fee, Mr. Dooley?
Hold on. give you the phone.
Is he there?
Yeah, I'm here. Just give me the phone.
I will give you the phone when I'm ready to give you the phone. Okay, here.
Is there anything?
I don't trust him with it, Phil.
Will you let him answer this question? I want to know why he won't lower his fee so that your family, so that he can continue to bring a salary home and continue to work for the Homeowners Association that you were the president of.
I'll give you the phone.
Give him the phone, please.
I can't lower my fee. If I lower my fee, then we lower our standard of living. If we lower our standard of living, my wife will... I'll be more affordable, but I won't be able to do the work that I did.
If he lowers his fee, then his work becomes less. The Homeowners Association suffers, and while he doesn't get fired, I become very disappointed in him in a personal sense. And that means that he's either fired or divorced, but I am not going to live in a home with a husband who is unemployed without food stamps.
And your husband's going to be unemployed only if you fire him.
But I'll have to fire him if he doesn't lower his fee.
But you won't let me lower my fee.
But I won't let him lower his fee, no.
877-876-PHIL. Do you think that people who are middle-income people, should they be on food stamps? I think is essentially the question as we talk about what the effect of America's losing its AAA credit rating means. It may not mean a whole hell of a lot. It probably means something really good. And that means that, oh, wow, my credit is not sterling. I better not borrow any more money. It's not brain surgery. It's not brain surgery. In my life, in your life, we've all had problems with credit from one time to the next. Perhaps. Some of you have been very, very good at maintaining a very high. But I've had that problem. And I've had to rehabilitate my credit, which I've done. And when that rehabilitation takes place, then you are once again on the, you're on the love list, and people are offering you all kinds of marvelous credit cards and things, which of course you'd be crazy to take because you got into trouble the first time taking all of that stuff. Now that's how that works. But given the fact that the United States government is serving a country of people that aren't really all that interested in whether or not the U.S. has a good credit reputation with other countries because they don't understand it and because they think public assistance. This is where we are. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Bobby and Steve Dooley. David G. Hall will be checking in, or I believe Harvey Wireman too, in just a few minutes here. The world famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Right. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. To call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Henry Show. We've got Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line with us from Western Estates, California. We've got Larry Grover is going to be joining us in just a moment, I believe, from Culver City. And perhaps later in the hour, we have Harvey Wireman to wrap up at least this portion of the discussion that we probably, this morning I never anticipated having this discussion with you. Just to give you an idea, this is very interesting. July payrolls rise soothes recession fears. And so the country, if you will, awoke to news that the unemployment rate dipped a tenth of a point. And for some people, that was something that they took as a good piece of news. Ms. Dooley, we were talking with you about this food stamp situation. I'm not sure that it's any clearer now than it was when we went to the break. Because you're saying...
Let me make this as clear as I can.
You're saying that you'd have to fire your husband if he charges too much. That means he doesn't have an income.
That is correct.
And you have to go on food stamps.
That is correct. Now, I don't know that food stamps were ever intended for... simply for people that are black or Hispanic. I think... that food stamps are intended for everyone. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to figure out.
What kind of a question is that? What do you mean food stamps were intended for people that are black or Hispanic but not white? Why do you say that?
Mr. Hendry, I don't need to be spoken to like I am one of your daughter's slut girlfriends.
I'm not talking to you like that at all. I'm saying to you, what makes you think that food stamps are...
The only people that I've ever seen with food stamps, and Steve, correct me if I'm wrong.
They're black.
Say it again.
Back
people.
All right, let me get Larry Grover on the line here, and then we also have a caller to get to. 877-876-PHIL. Larry Grover from Culver City, California. Wow, we got your... Larry, how are you doing?
I'm good, Phil. Sorry, I'm going to turn the TV down here. I've been listening with great interest to this woman that you've got on, Ms. Dooley. I can assure you that the food stamp program through the Department of Agriculture, Phil, is one that all people can apply for. And the sense that this woman only sees black people...
I did not say only. I said... Well, I...
Oh, I heard you say only.
I did, too.
Well, Mr. Everett, it's all about getting food stamps.
No, I understand that, but what I'm trying to determine here is the basis upon which you get food stamps. And you're saying you're going to apply for food stamps because what? Because you haven't seen any white people get food stamps.
That was my understanding. I did not mean to offend anyone.
Well, let me tell you something, Phil. Let me tell you something. The food stamp program is for everyone. However, having said that, it's not for people that have homes, I think you said, in the high six figures?
We have had it assessed, reappraised, I think. What's the word for it?
I don't know. I think it's assessed.
It's called appraised.
We've had it appraised.
At what?
We don't know the number yet, but I'm sure it's
probably about $100,000.
Oh, $100,000, my rear end. Your home is a multi-million dollar. Your home, I know, was at least $2 million at the height of the good times. And that is previous to the recession and during the boom times there, the late 90s. Here is Jamie on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Food stamps. I don't think so. I say give her food stamps and let her show up at a grocery store with them. There's not a chance that that woman will ever show up at a grocery store with food stamps. Miss Pretentious.
Are you? Can I ask the gentleman, are you gay?
Not a chance. I'm actually at the door.
Well, when you said Miss Pretentious, it sounded a little... It sounded fake.
All right.
Well, no, it sounded homoerotic.
What has that got to do with what we're talking about?
Yeah, what is it going to do?
See, what you do, Ms. Dooley, is you're trying to put this man at a...
Well, the way the man talks, fabulous home.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fabulous. Dude, I live in a cracker box.
Everybody else, I'm sure you do.
I'm making ends.
You're making what?
I'm making ends meet. At about 2,000 square
foot. Oh, you've been on unemployment and everything. Haven't you been on unemployment? You've been on unemployment.
I have never, not one day ever, ended up on unemployment. I went up without a job for 6 months, not even implied for unemployment.
What about welfare?
Never.
Well, this man just said he's never applied.
You've never been on welfare?
Not a day.
Did you ever get taxed? Did you ever go to the IRS?
What do you mean? The IRS is what the IRS. They're not giving anybody any relief.
I'm saying that everyone needs help. In this environment, everyone needs help.
Hey, that's true.
And I will. And I can tell you this. I am going to get the help that my family needs. I'm not going to allow my family to be pushed to the back of the line because someone's opinion of them is not quite, what mine is.
All right, but if you go to the government...
I beg your pardon, and don't call me messy.
I don't think you're doing without.
Don't call me messy.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, you don't know me.
Yeah, well, are you eating every night?
Well, you know something, Phil? I'm tired of this bag.
Okay, that's enough of that. That's enough of that. That's enough of that.
Enough of what?
Calling him the F word.
My grocery bill is about $70 a week. I bet yours is probably, I don't know, a lot more.
Well, you don't know. And the fact is, the country is going to be in a much, much more difficult. I can't talk to a man that's in the closet.
All right, Jamie, thank you. I apologize. I apologize for the insult. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Good God.
I can't talk to a closeted man.
Phil Henry. Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Hey, welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. What?
I'm not accustomed to being spoken to that way.
Ms. Dooley, and we're back with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Ms. Dooley, I don't, on this radio show, I'm not going to have people calling other people names, especially when they're the kind of derogatory term.
Phil, that man was calling me Missy. He was assuming that I had my own nose up my own R-E-C-T-U-M. Okay, so I won't be crude.
Yeah.
He was assuming...
That man, you called that man the F word, and he was reacting, I think...
I don't need this. Come, Steve. We're leaving.
She hung up.
Sound like it to me.
Yeah, that's what that usually sounds like.
Hey, let me tell you something. Don't be giving me the smart ass, okay? Did she hang up or not?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. You're all pissed off, man. That lady, you know, trying to do...
I don't like her calling up and calling people names. We still have Larry Grover, do we not? Let's get Larry Grover on the line here. Larry's with us from his home in Culver City. Larry, how are you?
Phil, I was looking forward to taking that woman apart at the joints, but I guess she hung the phone up, so I guess I'm on my own. I will tell you that the downgrade of America's credit rating today was an absolute blessing if the American people heed the call. Now, the call is this. Obama's policies are so absolutely ruinous and wrong that the country cannot afford four more years of his stimulus package, which did nothing for unemployment. And mother, can you turn the TV down, mother?
I got you.
I know you did. My mother got this Moo Cow Creamer as a prize. Did you get that?
I saw Bob Barker.
What happened?
I don't want to talk. You want to tell Mr. Henry?
Hi, Phil.
Hi, Miss. How are you doing, Miss Grover?
I saw Bob Barker today, and I won a prize.
She won the prize. I'll take the phone. She won a Moo Cow Creamer, so every time, pour the cream in the coffee so Mr. Henry can hear it.
See?
That's really fun, you know?
Yeah, it's nice. She pours the cream in her coffee, and here, I'll do it again. And
don't waste the cream.
I just want to do it one time. Why can't I get to do it? I just want to do it one time.
Don't waste the cream. Missile?
I hate...
Phil, I kid him. I call him Missile. You know why? Because he wasn't circumcised at first.
And yeah, I know, but that's not a thing to call your son on the radio.
Oh, I didn't know we were... All right.
I'm on the radio right now.
I didn't know.
I wanted to pour the milk. Here.
Just don't waste the cream, you bastard.
Wasting the cream.
What is it tonight, man? I got Bobby and Steve Dooley having a fight. You're fighting with your mother, okay?
I wanted to pour the cream in a coffee, just like this.
Do it again. You do it again, and I'll stick you.
You're gonna cut me? Boy, that's a good fight.
What is going on there?
I told him don't waste the cream, and he did. He does it one more time, I'll cut him.
You're gonna cut me? I'll cut you. You know, Phil, I apologize to you now. And
why can't I have a normal... Hold on. Put him on hold. Everybody on hold. Why can't I have a normal night of guests? What is with the domestic problems?
I don't know, man. The man called up and said he wanted to be on the radio. He said, if Phil's talking about that, I said, yeah. I said then until you hold on, he's talking to Miss Dooley. He said, I don't mind. I'll go on there, too. I said, all right. I'll put you on Miss Dooley, but I can't guarantee you're going to go good. You know, and so I put him up, and you saw. Now a man comes on after Miss Dooley hang up. I didn't know his mother was there. I sure as hell didn't know his mother didn't know it on the radio. Okay? I mean, that's the God honest truth.
You need to screen these people better. You need to tell them to turn the radio down. You need to tell them to turn down television sets. And when it comes to Steve Grover, you know, you ought to know his mother's always hanging around, calling him missile.
Yeah, that's on account he ain't circumcised.
I know why she does it. Sorry. All right, Larry, I apologize. Let's just get back to the facts, okay?
That's all I want to do. I'm not here, Phil, to make your job tougher. I'm here to make your job easier. And if making your job... Oh, she's not in the room. Here goes.
Lousy lion.
Put him on hold again.
No, they're okay.
Put him on hold again. I want Mr. Grover. Get him, Robert.
Yeah, I'm doing all that. Hello. Yeah, Phil just want to talk to you. He just want to talk to you. Don't want to talk to you and your mom. Get her out of there. I know the reason why she's pissed off because you're using a moo cow.
Yeah, tell him not to use the moo cow creamer.
Don't use the moo cow creamer. Yeah. Yeah, I think he's all right now.
Larry.
Yes, sir.
Get your mother out of the room.
She's gone. She's gone. She's off. She's taking her bubble bath.
Isn't that nice? Don't fool around with the moo cow creamer.
All right. I mean, I felt I had the right. I had it just as much right as anybody else to play with that moo cow creamer. You know, Mr. Henry, we often talk about freedoms, and we like to be very large and almost operatic when we talk about America's freedoms. All I wanted to do was...
Oh, what, are you going to start crying? Is that what you're doing?
I just wanted to pour the milk.
Well, you got to do it 3 times by my count.
I did it twice.
All right, twice. Turn the TV down, would you please? Can we get this together here?
Sorry. I'm watching Discovery Channel. There's a thing on here about the harp seals and how the Canadians beat their brains in. Boy, how do you... You know, I'm not even an environmentalist, but those Canadians, boy, they're the scum of the earth, aren't they? The way they bash in the brains of those harp seals. Anyway...
I don't know anything about it. Well, you...
You should get, you know, you ought to pull that mic pot down a little bit faster, too.
Why? Because it sounds like this. All right, all right. I understand.
All right. So...
Don't tell me how to run this board.
I'm just trying to tell you how it sounds on the playback, man. Somebody's going to hear this in the podcast. They're going to wonder, wow, what's going on there?
All right, back to the argument that we're making here concerning the downgrading of America's credit. And we are going to have, Harvey Wireman on a little bit later on. You were making a point here, and you were making a point about Obama's policies, and you were basically, you know, talking the partisan line.
I'm the chairman of Conservatives of Kern County, so yes, I think I'm going to talk a partisan line. If you want someone that doesn't talk a partisan line, I'd be more than happy to yield the floor, Phil, and you can find someone who is more egalitarian, if you will, in their application of political principles. But I, Larry Grover, of Conservatives of Kern County, I'm telling you, all right, you don't want to talk about Obama, we don't have to talk about Obama, but I'm going to tell you this right now. Here is the cold, hard facts. This downgrading of America's credit was a good thing because it means that the United States of America is going to have to take a look at its accounts, and it's going to say, well, we better pay some stuff off and get our credit rating back up. So no more running the bill up on the credit card. Now, if the bill keeps on running up on the credit card, then we have a political crisis on our hands because that means we've got people in Congress who are so stupid, and I realize they're stupid, but I didn't know they were this stupid, who are so stupid that they're going to keep running the bill up even though our credit's going down the crapper. And I won't have it!
What?
Just got me excited, that's all.
You have to scream, God. And I can hear that TV.
I'm sorry, Mother. No. No, Mother, you're not allowed in here. Mr. Henry.
He don't run my house. Let me know. That doesn't make me get down on my knees.
Well, you can't come near my phone, so don't touch it. Don't touch my phone and don't touch, you know.
Touch what?
Anyway, Phil.
Touch what?
You know, if you don't get it under control, I'm hanging up on your ass, and I'm going to bring on guest number 4, which would be Harvey Wireman.
Hang up on my ass. Tell Mother that.
Mrs. Grover, okay?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, Mrs. Grover, I need for you to leave your son alone.
He's just fooling around.
She's pouring that moo cow creamer trying to piss me off because she won't let me.
I tell you what, why don't you go get your own, and you can pour your moo cow creamer till the cows come home. How about that?
Not a bad idea.
I got the present, Mr. Barker.
Yeah, they sell them at Costco.
You go out and get yourself a moo cow creamer that they sell at Costco, and it's all good, man. How about that? That way we don't have to worry about this asinine discussion we're having. All right, we are talking about the credit rating. Now, you're making some sense here, Larry.
Well, how about that? I'm making some sense. Here, no, you don't. All right, I'll do mine. Yeah, I did mine.
Don't do yours. I'm doing mine.
I'm going to do mine.
Will you get away from the moo cow creamer?
Boy, that's too bad.
Sorry, Ms. Grover, but yes.
All right, well, what I was telling you is this, Phil. The political crisis, the political process here in the United States is failing. This is a frightening thing because the entrenchment of ideology has come from the following. The Republicans, during their time in office under President Bush, found it necessary to raise revenues, found it necessary to spend a lot of money, got into some heavy deficit spending. And the deficit spending, of course, was very noticeable and became quite a social sticking point in terms of the politics. Now, the Republicans came out of the Bush years saying, we didn't want to spend all that money. We didn't want to spend all that money on that TARP. We didn't want to spend all that money on any other kind of stimulus. We didn't want to spend any money on that much money on a war. So the Republicans suddenly washed their hands of the whole thing and said that wasn't really us. That was a weird kind of Republican party. Now we're the real Republicans, and we're going to show everybody just how badass we are. In the meantime, the Democrats, who had been sick of George Bush for 8 years, blamed him for every problem there was, even blamed him for 9/11, blamed him for Al-Qaeda, blamed him for Osama bin Laden, blamed him for everything. The Democrats decided they wanted to make their stamp in this world and prove to everybody what liberals they were and what progressives they were and how they could take in the reins of government and adjust. They didn't do it. But everyone is entrenched politically. And this is the crisis. Because in order to prove a point, the Democrats and the Republicans are willing to let the country fail.
I don't think that's the case. That wasn't the case with the debt ceiling vote.
The debt ceiling vote was one of those votes that could be taken by the Tea Party people or by the progressives, and they could say to their constituents, you know what, we were trying to appease our party leaders. We were trying to play ball. We're trying to be good guys. Because obviously this is not the time to make that stand. Now, however, the clarion call has been heard. The people of this country have been told in no uncertain terms, your credit sucks. And the Tea Party people are going to be all over that like white on rice. Don't even worry about it. And they'll say, and rightfully so, you can't spend any more money. You got to pay the bills because now our standing internationally is at risk. The liberals are going to say the following thing. The reason why we're in this mess is because of all the wars that we fought. The reason why we're in this mess is because of all of the banker help that we got. We got to stop helping, fighting wars and stop helping bankers, but keep on spending socially. And they don't recognize the danger of entitlements such as Social Security and Medicare. So the Democrats are equally stupid. They will fight for their social programs until America is no more, and the Tea Party will do the same thing with their fiscal policy.
The Tea Party and the progressives, in my opinion, don't know what the end of America looks like. I don't think they see that as an even remote possibility, okay?
Well, they better start, because for the first time in history, America's credit is no longer any good. That means you can't spend any more money. But the liberals are so stupid, they're going to try it anyway. And the Tea Party people are so stupid that they don't recognize that you cannot all at once take all of this stuff away without a resulting social impact. God!
Larry, you need to calm down.
Calm down, Larry.
Don't tell me to calm down when you won't allow me to use the moo cow creamer. There, I'm going to use the moo cow creamer.
God, forgive me for what I'm going to do.
What did you do?
Cut him.
You cut him?
stabbed him with a penknife in the ass.
Ow!
Jabbed your own son with a penknife in the ass.
Penknife, not penknife. But I made the same mistake you made.
Right. Penknife. Okay, that was immature and...
Ow! I believe it hurt.
That was immature. Mr. Grover just laid out the do's and the don'ts. He just said what it's all about, in his opinion. There's no more room for any kind of fooling around. There's no more explaining to be done. There's no more blaming of Bush. There's no more blaming of Obama. There's no more blaming of any ideology. There's no more of that because things have got to get done now of such a critical value that there is no more time to talk about it. So if your credit is lousy, the first thing you do is you start paying the bills and getting your credit back up to where it ought to be. If you don't mind having crap credit, then you keep on running the bills up until your credit gets lowered again, until finally we're like Greece, which is junk bond status. Greece is garbage. Their credit is in the garbage pile. That's where ours is going. If you keep on spending, you keep on spending. Now, that's just the facts, Jack. As far as the conservatives go, I think he also made a very good point. The Tea Party guys, those guys believe that we can just start to tear away at a very long-standing social political structure and do it like that, and it won't have a resulting social impact. You're going to have to be prepared for what that's going to mean to people. And I don't think they think about that. I don't think Tea Party people think about that. All right, number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show coming back. Harvey Wireman joins us. Maybe we could get some calm and calm thinking here. We'll be right back. World-famous Phil
Radio
Henry Show.
For Patriots, by Patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show.
Ow!
Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Larry Grover is with us in Culver City, California tonight in San Francisco. Joining us is Harvey Wireman, an attorney at law and a longtime contributor on our show. And for Harvey, this day's activities... probably harken back to, Harvey, maybe the days of the Great Society when Lyndon Johnson was president.
Yeah, I want to tell you something. Well, when Lyndon Johnson was president of the United States and we had these social programs that he wanted to affect, we had money. The United States had money. We don't have any money right now.
You said it right, sir.
Now, why don't you just shut up for a minute?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, who is it?
Larry, let him say what he wants to say.
No, is he talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. I've been listening to you, talking to your elderly mother, and she cut me.
You've got to do worse than that, I'll tell you that right now.
All right, okay, enough. Go ahead.
Who's watching the Discovery Channel?
I am.
Turn it down. Now, the thing I wanted to mention to you, Phil, and I'll get off the phone because I can't take much more of this. All day long I've been talking to people. There was money in the country back in the 1960s. We don't have that money anymore. We don't have that money anymore. So, yes, there has to be action concerning the cutting of entitlements. But when they... Hold on for a minute. What is that? Get it off of me, will you, please? Yeah, get it off of me. Phil, I'm in San Francisco with my daughter and my grandson. And get him off of me, will you? I got my grandson who's hanging around me all day long. It's all right. Grandpa's going to... I'll be with you in a minute. Get him off. My grandson's hugging my leg.
All right. Well, can your daughter...
Yeah, honey, get it off me.
Get it off me! The kid... Get it off! Get it off!
Good God!
What are you running there, Henry, anyway?
I don't know. Is he there?
No, he hung up.
You know something? This is the screwiest night that I... Will you turn that TV down, please?
Sorry.
This is the weirdest night. I got Harvey Weirman on the phone in San Francisco. His grandson is hugging his leg. And the next thing, it sounds like he's got some space leech attached to him.
Send it that way to me, Phil, I'll tell you.
Can you get him back on the line?
I'm going to try right now. I'm trying his cell phone. I'm trying his daughter's cell phone. At the lobby there at the Hyatt Regency.
At the Hyatt Regency. Well, get him on. We're in the lobby?
Yeah, the bar.
Well, call him back. All right, Larry, so you heard Harvey said that there was money at one time.
Well, he's right. There was money at one time. Lyndon Johnson had the money. The country was coming out of a massive expansion, and so we could put money into social programs, but we can't do that any longer. What is that? I'm listening to that garbage that you played.
That's our bumper music. Thanks a lot. Larry Grover, Harvey Weirman, Bobby and Steve Dooley. And Mrs. Grover, world-famous Phil Hendry Show, will continue our discussion of not just the issue having to do with, of course, of the downgrading of credit, but other news. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry.